percent of your birthdays so far. If you're standing here, you'll survive. To fall underfoot, wrote in a comic book, my primary school memories. Will be the best year yet. I can feel it. Strikes midnight, the prince has departed. I wish I was back in Melbourne. Never felt so loved there. Say me, do you see me?
Was Greta O'Leary with the birthday song. I'm joined by Greta O'Leary in the studio. Kia ora, Greta, how are you going?
Kia ora, I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for joining me.
No worries, thanks for having me up.
Oh, all good, anytime. I'm super excited to chat about your new single, Baby I'm a Singer. Been out for a couple of weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just start by kind of talking a little bit about where the song came from and the kind of key message
mm-hmm.
that it carried?
Sure, I'll do my best. I honestly don't remember writing it at all. I remember like heavy editing right at the end. But it came from I do remember I had some like very vivid imagery from when I was young, because I didn't do music for a long time in between, of singing in choir and being in the school paper or in the local newspaper. And so that just like that's what it started as. I'm just like remembering as I'm talking, like with the Christmas ribbons in the newspaper.
Beautiful.
And yeah, it's a message for me in taking my place, I guess, as an artist or with my art, and also how hard it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And how much how many forces are like against us in order to do the work that for, like makes me like happier than I ever have been, you know. Yeah.
It's really beautiful because I feel like a lot of the time as musicians and writers, people write a lot of songs for their audience, but it felt like this was something really for your community of fellow creatives.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that kind of like the intention with it as well?
Yeah. I don't know if I have written a song like deliberately for someone or something like totally external, but it's very, very personal. I have like a lyric of it on my like necklace. I have like slow, I'm soft, which is the chorus. And, yeah, so it's very, 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 very much like a gift for myself that seems to be obviously like widely felt, you know, among the artist community.
And then having those kind of references to your childhood and stuff, is that like sense of nostalgia something that you kind of went into the recording process, like you wanted to evoke that sonically as well a lot?
Yeah, it does have this very nostalgic feel. I don't know how we did that. I guess it just is what fit. Yeah.
Cool. What has the response been like so far from fellow creatives and, you know, musicians that you're friends with? Are people kind of, does this feel like a song and a kopapa that people need at the moment, do you think?
I don't know. I know that it helps me, and so hopefully it offers something to others. And yeah, people have been really very, very supportive and very warm, and particularly the visuals and stuff. Yeah
let's combined. Talk about the visuals a little bit as well, because you completely directed and edited this video like basically on your own, right? Wow. That's pretty amazing. And like true to the message of how hard it can be sometimes.
Yeah, I had a camera person because obviously I need to, I'm in front of the lens. But otherwise I did literally everything.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. It has a very strong wintry aesthetic and vibe to it. Is that like, are you one of those people when you make a song, you have the visuals kind of in your head already in terms of a vibe?
I do in a kind of indirect way, so I won't necessarily have like a very clear picture that I could describe easily, but there's like a feeling that and then when I like find imagery that meets that, I'm like, oh, like that's what it is, you know. So I knew that it was in this like bluey world, and I knew that it had like a feeling or like a look, but I couldn't really describe it until I was finding it.
Right. Cool. Talking a little bit about kind of how we got to this song and what's next, it feels like a little bit of a beginning of a new era, perhaps. It's been a couple of years since you've released music before this. What's this kind of journey been like?
Yeah, it's been very intense and very private, like because I haven't done anything new for these 2 years. So I just went pretty deep and was writing like a lot, and had this very strong instinct to not step out of that until I had like arrived somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, like I didn't want to just, I've got a song and then, release a single or something. Mm. So I really had to just like hold off and let, I guess, this new phase like emerge and also decide, where I wanted to be and who I wanted to work with and that kind of thing.
Mm.
And it takes time.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So there's lots more to expect from this era.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's okay. Lots more to expect.
We'll keep our eyes peeled.
This is phase one, yeah.
Speaking of exciting things coming up, you've just announced a tour with Fables.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, so Fables and I have been hanging out because I've just moved up to Tamaki a few months ago. And yeah, we decided to do a little tour together just to support each other. And I think that we're a great pairing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we're playing at the Tuning Fork in Auckland on the 13th of October, which is a Sunday.
Cool.
And then we've got a Meow show in Welly the Thursday before that, the 10th.
That ticket's from Moshtix for
that? Moshtix nice. For both of them.
Okay, everybody, go and get your tickets. All right, I think it's by time we listen to this track. This is Baby I'm a Singer. Thank you so much, Greta O'Leary, for coming in and chatting with me today.
Oh, no worries. Thanks, Rosetta.
All good.
Made papers stand out in the crowd. Christmas ribbons wearing proud, I dream in picture. Can't be at the desk, it takes my will and language. Baby, I'm a singer. Some coin. Baby, I'm a singer.